Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. We're almost at the Mishnah. We're going to drop down just five lines till Amar Rabbi Shimon. And we suggested an explanation in the previous shiur for Rabbi Shimon based on the assumption that there's such a thing as a nedava as far as Shemen is concerned. So one can bring an adav of Shemen. So the Gemara says, V'amar Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Shimon says in a Mishnah later on in Masechet Zvachim, Ein Misnadvim Shemen, there's no such thing as Shemen ben adava. So how can a person make this Tanai in which he says that if the oil, if the Shemen is not going to be in accompaniment with the Mitzorah, with the Asher Mitzorah, because maybe he's not a Mitzorah, he's not a real mitzvah, he's a muzgar, is how can he bring this shemen with a tnai that in case he's not a mitzvah, it's a nedava? And the Gemara answers, tikune gavra shayni. The situation is different. In other words, even though as a general rule, Rav Shimon holds that midaraisa, one is not allowed to bring a shemen as a nedava. And then the question becomes, are there pressing needs that would allow me to bring a shemen nidava, benidava? So the Gemara says, here we need a remedy for this suffix mitzora, so we're going to allow him to bring the shemen as a nidava. How can we override a daraisa? And in order to clarify this question, take a look at Tosfos. Dimar maskel tkune, it's a short Tosfos. And Tosfos says, Tema ido raisa komer Rav Shimon ein misnadvim shemen hechi shori mishum tikuni gavra. So Tosfos asks this question, how could it be possible it will be matir because of tikuni gavra? And furthermore, even if we would assume that according to Rav Shimon there's no isa to bring shemen benedava, and rather on a doraisa level we're going to say that there's no chalos kedusha according to Rav Shimon on shemen if it's brought as an adava and not as a chova, how then because of the greater good of tikkun ha'adam are we going to allow bringing shemen bin adava on the tzad that maybe he's not chayev in shemen because he's not really a mitzora, then it's chulin and we're being machnes chulin ba'zora. So the Nesivas HaKodesh, one of the Achronim, is quoted here as saying that Tosfos made the assumption that if there's no nedava of Shemen, that there's no Chalos Kedusha at all if he was Misnadiv Shemen. And he says, maybe Rav Shimon is holding that L'chatchila we shouldn't allow to be Misnadiv Shemen, but if he was Misnadiv Shemen, then there is a Chalos Kedusha B'dieved, and for the sake of Tikkuni Gavra, Rav Shimon would be Matil Misnadiv Afilu L'chatchila. In any event, the Gemara goes on now and deals with the question of whether a mitzora could bring his asham and make a tnai that if he's not really chayev in the asham, then the asham should be brought as what we call an asham tolui. Yosef Rabbi Ruchumi Kame Deravina V'Yosef Ekamar, he asks this question Mishmei the Rav Huna bar Tachlifa in the name of Rav Huna. Why does Rav Shimon require that he bring the Asham with the Tanai that if he's not Chayev, then the carbon should be brought B'toras Shalmei Nedava V'neima Asham Ze Yehe Asham Toli? Why does he have to come on to Shalmei Nedava and make it a carbon Shlomim of a Nedava? Why couldn't it be an Asham Toli? And that's the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer in Krisus Daf Chof Hei, who says that a person can be Misnadev on a daily basis to bring an Asham Tolui. And the reason for that, says Rabbi Eliezer, is because the famous principle, Ein Lecha Adam Sheinu Nimtza B'Safek Shema Chata Yom, on any particular day, it's Gan Shaykh to say that he has a Safek, whether he violated a Chet. So let him make a Tanai, so that he can gain the following. He's not going to bring Kodshim L'Beis HaPsul. Why? Because at the time of Achilas Hashomos, all the Hashomos have the same amount of the same exact time allotment. So if he makes a tanai that this carbon should be b'torah shalmin adorim, then he's being maybe kodshim l'beis hapsul. Why? Because he won't be able to eat the kodshim for a full 2 days. He'll be restricted by the time for achilas asham, which is 1 day and 1 night following the day. Why not circumvent that entire problem and make it tanai that it's going to be an asham tolui? An asham tolui has the same exact time restriction as any asham, and therefore he's not cutting down the wings and limiting the time period for eating the asham, and therefore he's not being made v'kodshin l'beis hapsul. So the Gemara says, Shmami Noah, from the fact that Reb Shimon postulates a Tanai that he's bringing the Karban, B'Torah Shalmi Nedova, and he doesn't say bring it a Tanai that it becomes a Nedova of an Asham Tolui, Mantana de Polgale de Rabbi Eliezer, which Tana is it that would disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, Meseth de Krisus, and do away with a possible Nedova of an Asham Tolui, Rabbi Shimonu, that's Reb Shimon? The Omar ain misnadvim asham tolui. It's impossible to bring an asham tolui binadava. Omar lay, so Ravina turns to Rav Rechumi, and he says the following. He says, Torah, where is the Torah of a great person of your stature? Imre b'dichre mechalfilach. You are confused between lambs. Imre are lambs. I'm sorry. Dichre are lambs. And you're confused between the lambs and the dichre. Imre is lambs and dichre is rams. You're confused between the two, meaning the lambs, the imre that are brought as an asham mitzorah, the rams that are being brought for the asham tolui. A lamb, again in its first year, is used for an asham mitzorah. A ram has to be in the second year in order to use it for an asham tolui. It's therefore impossible to bring an animal and make this tanai that it should either be a mitzorah, an asham mitzorah, or an asham tolui. And there's an insight here of the, just 1 second, of the Panim Yafos, which is a super commentary on the Torah in Vayikrach of Beis, and he says it's possible that the Makshan understood that since this Karban, if it would be a Chova, is we're not allowed to bring it as a chova before it's 30 days old. A carbon dove, on the other hand, all we need is 8 days. And this is a mission at the beginning of Masechta Peah. Now, Tosus says in Masechta Erchin that according to one opinion, the first year of the carbon, we can calculate it from the day of Hurtzal Karban. In other words, in the case of a Karban Chova from day 30, in the case of a Karban Adova from day 8, if we accept that, then it's shaykh to have a case where he could bring the Karban and it could be both an Asham Vaday and an Asham Tolu. And that would be in the case where the Karban was 8 days old after reaching its first birthday. So it's 1 year and 8 days old. That as far as Asham is concerned, it's considered Bishnasa Rishona, and therefore it's kosher. And again, since we calculate the Shana from the day of 30, according to Tosfos and Erchin, therefore as far as Asham Toli is concerned, which is coming Binadava, then it's already considered as having entered into the second year, because we count for a carbon adov from the 8th day. So it would seem, says the Panim Yafos, that in fact we could have an Asham Toli and an Asham Vaday in one carbon. That's the Tzorach Iyun here. This leads us, Rabosai, to the new Mishnah. And this Mishnah is going to continue to discuss Tarovos in the cases of Evrei Korbanos, what should be the Seder, the sequence of their Akrovo. Evrei Chatos, which again, these are parts of limbs of the animal, which in the case of a Chatos are eaten by the Kohanim. Shinis Arvu be Evrei Ola, together with the limbs of a carbon ola that's kulo kolil and completely burnt on the mizbech, so he doesn't know which evarim are to be eaten and which evarim are to be burnt on the mizbech. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, yitain lamala, take all the avarim and put it on top of the esh on the mizbech. V'roa ani es besar chatos milamala. And I'm considered as if the basar chatos was ola lamala ki'ilu heim eitzim. And the reason for this is because in the case of chatos, the evarim have to be eaten, and we're not allowed to burn them on the mizbeach. It's also baktara, so he shouldn't have a kavana when he puts it onto the mizbeach that it's for reich nichoch, it's being brought as akrova, but rather he's being brought there, putting on the eish as atzei marocha. Now, does he have to have kavana when he's putting on the evarim that this psar chatos, which is mixed here in the tarovis, is going to be l'shem eitzim? Or is enough to say he doesn't have to have a kavana at all, and bistama, we consider as if this psar chatos was put on the mizbeach l'shem eitzim? In other words, would the stama l'shma kick in over here? That's a suffix in the Nesivas HaKodesh and other svarim. In any event, if he's machshiv these besar chatos, these evrei chatos as eitzim, that would circumvent the problem of bringing it on the mizbeach. So again, he should be very careful not to have kavana when he puts these evarim on the mizbeach l'reich nichoach, but rather to, for the sake of atzei marocha, to keep the fire going. And this is the way it's mutter to be mala, these evarim that are a mixture of ola and chatos. Chacham omrim, no. You're not allowed to bring all these pieces on the mizbeach, because amongst them there are chetichos basar chatos, and those have to be nechal. And once they were makriv de murim, all the chetichos become osol akrova. And that comes under the din that we discussed, the principle we discussed last time, called kol shemimenu le'ishim ashar bebal taktiru. According to Chachamim, there's no heter to be male these chatichos, these evarim, onto the mizbeach. And they're also bakrova. Machshava is not going to help us. Even if he doesn't have a machshav for ech nichoach, but rather l'shem eitzim, that's not going to salvage the situation. There's no heter to be malah to the mizbeach, something that's also bakrova. And therefore, according to the Chachamim, he should leave the Evarim off the Mizbeach to Ubar Tzurasam. We'll wait until there's a Shinui in the Tzura, where if we leave it overnight. And then it's possible, Lina, the Yetu, the Beis HaSreifa, and then, like any Kodshim Psulim, we're going to take it out to the Beis HaSreifa, because it has a din of Sreifa. So let's just summarize the Mishnah very quickly. The Mishnah says that if you have a mixture of the limbs of a chatos with the limbs of an ola, is Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he says you can take the mixture and put it all on top of the mizbeach, and he views the chatos meat on top of the mizbeach as if it were wood, and he makes that condition. So again, since there's an Isur against burning the remnants upon the Mizbeach, but all that is conditional upon the intent it's being burnt as an offering, or if it's being burnt just simply to add fuel to the fire, then Rabbi Lezer is going to allow you to put this with the machshava that it's not l'shem reach nichof. V'yetzu l'beis hasreifa. However, that's according to the Sheet of Rabbi Lez, according to the Nachom, Yetzu Lebeis HaSreifa, after Tu Ubar Tzurasam. The Gemara says, "My time with Rabbi Eliezer." What's the reasoning of Rabbi Eliezer? Omar Kra. And here we have a pasuk in Vayikra Perik Beis. The El Hamizbech Lo Yalu L'Reach Nichoach. And the implication is L'Reach Nichoach Iatomala Avatomala L'Shem Eitzim. In other words, for the purpose of Akrov of HaKtorah, you're not allowed to bring these remnants onto the Mizbech. But if you bring them onto the Mizbech for the sake of fuel to keep your fire going, that's called L'Shem Eitzim, that's Mutter. Now, the pasuk itself, Korban, let's read the whole pasuk. Korban reishis takrivu osom Lashem, v'el hamizbeach lo yalu l'reach nichoach. Now, this pasuk comes in the aftermath of an earlier pasuk, chol si'or v'chol dvash lo saktiru mimenu ishe Lashem. And we're going to learn two things from that pasuk. Number one, that it's also to be makriv sa'or udvash on the mizbech. Number two, that kol shavimenu li'ishim vashar babal taktiru. Menu li'ishim means remnants of sacrifices are included on the bal taktiru. So we have two dinim. We have an Isak Torah in Sor and Dvash on the Mizbech. We have an Isak Torah in Shirayim. Anything that's left over, remnants from Karbonos. And the Torah wants to teach us the following. L'reach nichoach. The Torah is saying that you cannot put these things on the Mizbech because your intention was that they should be brought there as a karbon. But l'shem eitzim avalatamala. That's okay. So in other words, if you're burning them not as karbonos, as we said, but for the sake of the wood and firewood, that's okay. Avol midiach reading lo. In other words, the Shirayim, the remnants of a korban, cannot be burnt on the mizbeach, even for the sake of firewood. Now the Gemara asks the following question for Rabbanon: why did Rabbanon say to Ubar to Rasan v'yetzul beis hasreifa? Why does that have to be? I mean, after all, Rabbi Eliezer has a good argument of l'shem eitzim. So the Gemara answers, "Miet Rachmana Osam." In other words, at the beginning of the pasuk, the second pasuk, it says, "Karban Reishis Takrivu Osam," and this relates back to what the Torah said before, "Ki Kol Si'or V'Chol Dvash Lo Saktiru Mimenu." So the intention here of the Torah is to tell us that although Si'or Dvash are Asur B'Ktorah, but he will have to bring from the dvash, which are peros, betoras bikurim, which are called reishis. So the mir of osam, according to the chachamim, is telling you that only osam, that's the sa'ar and the dvash in that pasuk, you're allowed to burn on the mizbeach, without any intention for it to be a hakrovas karban, but for the sake of eitzim. But only that. Aval achrini lo, mid achrini lo means the shiore kodshim, the shiore karbanos, cannot be brought on the mizbeach, even for the sake of eitzim. So the Gemara now asks Rabbi Eliezer, what's he going to say, what's he going to derive from osam? And the Gemara answers, Osam hu diraboy loch kevesh kamizbeach. It's only these, meaning Sior and Dvash, that I included in this prohibition, not only the mizbeach itself, but also the kevesh. Al midi achrini lo. However, the shiore karbonos, then there's no iser of kevesh, meaning the kevesh is not considered exactly like the mizbeach itself. For rabbanon, tarti shmamina. You can learn two dinim from that term osam. So it means the following, that according to the shita of the Chachamim, the second isa that's derived from the first pasuk, meaning the isa of being makriv shiore karbonos on the mizbeach, this isa would not apply. For this isa, we do not apply the leniency that we find in the second half of the second pasuk, and therefore shiore karbonos, when you have different parts, they cannot be burned on the mizbeach for akrova purposes, the sake of akrova. Not only that, they cannot be brought on the mizbeach even for the sake of eitzim. Now, from the term v'el hamizbeach, the sifra derives the iser of burning something even on the kevesh, which leads up to the mizbeach, even though you're not yet on the mizbeach itself. So Rabbi Elazar then uses the term osam to limit this chumrah to the prohibition of leavening of the sa'ar and the dvash, but the prohibition against burning remnants of sacrifices, that applies only on the mizbeach itself and not on the sa'ar. Sorry, I mean to say not on the kevesh. According to Rabbi Eliezer, then, osam is a ribui with regard to siar and kevesh to teach us that in the cases of siar and dvash, where the Torah says, El mizbech lo yalu, included in your definition of mizbech, and therefore this iser of halos, siar and dvash, is the kevesh of mizbech, the ramp going up to mizbech, but the osam limits it and says that as far as what the Gemara calls midi achrini, meaning the principle of kol shemimenu le'ishim, which means shirayim and leftovers, remnants from any of the mizbeches, even though they became osa to halah on the mizbeach, they're not osa b'halah on the kevesh. So this inclusion of kevesh is only relevant to siar and dvash. So the Gemara immediately asks, V'rabbanan? In other words, how did the Rabbanan deal with these two halachas? And the Gemara answers, Tarti Shmamino. The Rabbanan hold that whatever is misrab and mismite from this pasuk relates to siyar and dvash and not to anything else. So we have two miyutim, which we mentioned already, and we've derived both from the pasuk. We have the din of kevesh, which means that kevesh is mizbeach, that ribui applies only as far as siar dvash, but not as far as shirayim, the leftovers, the remnants. And also you have the din that you're allowed to be mala l'shem eitzim, and that's going to apply only in the case of siar and dvash, and not in the case of shirayim. Now at this point, the Gemara quotes a brisa that argues with the Mishnah that said, as we quoted it, that Rabbi Elazar Chachom had a machlokas about every chatos in a tarovis with every ola. According to Rabbi Elazar, you can bring them all with a tanai, as we discussed. The Chachom hold the yotzi leves hasreifa. We'll have a tana in the Mishnah later on daf ayin zayin amid beis that says that if there was tarovis of every behema, we're talking about tmima, with every behema balas mum, according to Rabbi Elazar, we can bring them all. If the kohen is makriv the rush of one of them, that will bring all the rushim. If not, not. So the Gemara asks, "Delo kehaitana." Our Mishnah is not like that Mishnah, or at least like the Tana of the Brisa. Now, which Brisa is it? The Sanya we have a Brisa. Om Rabbi Yehuda lo nechaku Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar v'chachom al evre chatosh in his avru be evre ola she yikrivu. There was no debate between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim regarding this mixture, and everyone agrees that you could be makriv them, and we see the basar chatas like eitzim. The only time that they're going to argue is a mixture of every chatas ksherim with rovev nirva psum lakrov shlo yakrivu. In this case also there's no machlokas that if you can bring these two, the every chatas ksherim together with the rovev nirva, and even despite this mixture we can say that you bring the rovev nirva as eitzim, then alman nechleku. So where do they have a pluta? Al evrei ola tmima shenis arvu bi evrei ola balasmum. Rabbi Lezer omer yikru kulam roani esevarim shel balasamum that were on the mizbech lamalik ilu eitzim. Oh, but the chachom say lo yikruvu, but rather two birds, surah, and then yetzel kula beis asreifa. So according to this version of Rabbi Yehuda, the machlokus between Rabbi Lez and the Chachamim, once there's a tarobis of every chatas with ola, the Chachamim also agree that you can be makriv everything, whereas the Tar of HaMishnah says that even in this case, of a tarovus of every chatas be ola, the chacham maintain yetzer kulam beis asreifa. And also, if there's a tarovus of every tmima with every, let's talk about an ola. So we have every tmima of an ola together with every balas mum. As according to Rabbi Yehuda in the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, everything can be brought, but the Tanakama, meaning the Tana of the Mishnah that we're going to have later on, holds that even if they were already brought on the Mizbeach, Eiver Echad is Yikrevu Kulon. So it means that according to the Tan of our Mishnah, the Chacham hold that if you have a mixture of every Chatos with every Ola, then this mixture cannot be burned on the Mizbeah for the sake of Eitzim. The next Mishnah, which is on Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis, holds that Rabbi Eliezer would not allow a tarovus of mixture from a balas mum and an olak shera to be burnt on the Mizbeah together unless one limb was already burned there by mistake. Ever echad yikrivu kulam shikvar krivu ever echad, then you could be makriv everything else. And the Gemara now is going to question Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, presented in the Braisa, Masvaras Rabbi Eliezer, how is he machalik between nisarvu berovea and nirva that in that case, shalo yikruvu, they shouldn't be brought on the Mizbeach. And then there's the case of nisarvu behemas balasmum, and that could be brought on the Mizbeach. Maishna rovea v'nirva, what's the difference of every ola that apsulim in the case of rovea v'nirva from every ola that were mixed with every chatos, even though according to him they shouldn't be makriv even with shem eitzim? And what are you going to tell me? Delo chazu, because they're not roi lakrova. And in the case of behemos that aren't ruyas lakrova, even Rabbi Eliezer will be moda that we don't bring them on the mizbeach even with the machsheves eitzim. And if that be the case, if we're making that distinction, and in Tarovus of Rovea and Nirva, lo yikrivu, so that if there's a Tarovus of Rovev and Nirva, Shalo Yikrevu, whereas in the case of Balas Mum, Yikrevu. So you're going to tell me, Maishno Rovea V'Nirve, what is different about that case? The Lochazu, that it's not fit for the Mizbeach, and they can't even be brought as a valid Sreifa Haktora B'Toras Eitzim. So now we're going to talk about the case of Evrei Ola Shenis Arvu the Evrei Chatos, and in the Tarobas of Evrei Chatos with Evrei Ola, then we're going to apply the principle of Ro'anias HaBosar, meaning the Bosar Chatos Ki'ilu Hu Eitzim. But in the case of Roveh V'Nirva, even he's going to agree, Rabbi Elezer, in the Tana the Braisa, that it's not Chazi, and we're not going to be Makrovit. And if that be the case, if it's not Roy Lakrova, and even Rabbi Elezer agrees that in a Behema that's not Roy Lakrova, we're not going to bring them on the Mizbeach, even with the Machsheves Eitzim. Again, you might argue that even Bosar Chatos is not Roy Lahalos Al Mizbeach. We're going to have to distinguish and say that Bosar Chatos Mitzad Atzmo is Kodshim Mizbeach, but the Torah says Kodshim Menuli Ishim L'Reach Nichoach is Bebal Taktiru, and you're not allowed to be Makrivit L'Reach Nichoach. But if he's Machshov was L'Shem Eitzim, it's Mutter. In the case of Roveh V'Nirva and other psulim, since there was an Iser, Nasim and Iser, is therefore there's no Kedushas Mizbeach at all, so the Chisaron is not just that you cannot bring them onto the Mizbeach for Reach Nichoach, but that they're completely Mufka from Kedusha for Mizbeach, and therefore Machsheves Eitzim is not going to help. So the Gemara asks, is Balas Mum Nami Lo Chazi? Balas Mum no less than Nirva and Rovea is not Roy Lakrova. So why should Rabbi Loza hold that if there's a mixture of Evrei Ola Tmimo with Evrei Ola Balas Mum, that you could be Makriv everything? It should be exactly the same as Rovea and Nirva. It's not Roy Lakrova at all. It's not like the case of Chatos, which we said before, is Roy Lakrova as far as the Kedushas Mizbeach is concerned, but just that since it's Shirayim, therefore it's Mimeno Le'ishim L'Rech Nechoach Al Taktiru, but at least that's Kedushas Mizbeach Bashenken Roveh V'Nirva, or for that matter Balas Mum, we should also include in that category the Chison is not just that it's Re'ach Nechoach, but also it's not considered Kedusha, it doesn't have Kedushas Mizbeach at all. So the Gemara quotes Rav Huna on the top of Ayin Zayin Amid Beis to try to answer this up. And he's going to say that if there's a mixture of Eivarim Tmimim with Eivarim Bali Mum, Rabbi Eliezer is going to be Moda that you cannot bring them L'Shem Eitzim because Bali Mumim is not Roy Lakrova Klal. And that which Rabbi Yehuda said, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, he argues in the Chacham, and he holds that if there's a Tarovus of every Tmim, every Balimum Yikruvu, that's a case of Nisarvu Be'evarm Shel Behema Shehoya Lamum. You're talking about the limbs of an animal that had a mum, Bidukim Sheba'ayin. And Bidukim Sheba'ayin, which is based on a pasuk in Vayikra Chof Aleph, it says, Odak O Tavlue of Otavl Pieno, which is in the parasha of Mumim, is that's called a Mum Over, and it's not Nikar. And we're going to have to invoke the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. The Omar, later on, Adaf Pei Dalet, Im Olu Lo Yeredu, that if Bali Mumim already got onto the Mizbeach, we don't take it down to the Mizbeach. And in the context of Rabbi Akiva, we'll quote the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan on Daf Pehei, that Rabbi Akiva is not Machshir unless you have balimumim bedukim sheba'ayin, which are considered re'uyim l'mizbeach. That's where Rabbi Eliezer says that if there was a tarovus of a varm tmimim together with these mumim bedukim sheba'ayin, we can be makriv them all, even l'chatchila, as long as we're makriv l'shem eitzim. That's not similar to the case of rovea and Nira, which are completely possible in Mizbeach, and Imolu, even if they were brought up on the Mizbeach Yeridu, and in such a case that are Olu Yeridu, then there's no heter to bring them on the Mizbeach as Eitzim. So where do we apply the principle of Imolu Lo Yeridu, says Rabbi Akiva? That's in the case of a mum, a behemoth that has a mum that's Bedukim Sheba Ayin. And Bedukim Sheba Ayin, we're talking about a blemish that is like a cataract in the eye. The word dak here usually is translated as a cataract. We call it the opaking of the lens of an eye. And the Mefarshim, however, they don't clearly translate it as such. They provide instead a description of a blemish called dak. And this blemish is a skin-like growth that appears on the animal's eye. And be that as it may, amongst the various categories of psulim, we include certain kinds of blemished animals that have to be removed from the mizbeach, even if they were brought up in Imolu Yeridu. Whereas there are others that are listed in the Mishnah later on Pei Dalin, that if they were brought up on the mizbeach, there was a kedusha, the mizbeach is makadish them, and we don't lo yeridu. Now, Rabbi Akiva, in that context, offers the following formulation, that the Mizbeach cannot sanctify the parts of a balas mum, they have to be removed, but the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva will be lenient in the case of blemishes like a cataract, and that's not going to disqualify a bird for the Mizbeach. And that's called a kind of a mum over, or mum she'eno nikar, as Rashi says in Masechet Menachos. So our sugya assumes, at least at this point, that Rabbi Eliezer the Braisa will follow the view when he states that if you have a tarovis of ksherim together with bali mumim, you can bring them all on the mizbech. He's referring to an animal with this kind of a mum called bedukim sheva'ayin, where the halacha is Imolu Lo Yeridu. And in such a case, he can bring them onto the Mizbeach with a Tanai and make them not L'Shem Reach Nichof, but L'Shem Eitzim. Masha Enkin, if you have a classical Balmum, a Balmum that's Eino Over, that's Nikar, in such a case, the halacha would be Imolu Yeridu. And then we're going to compare Over Nirva to that case of Imolu Yeridu, that are the completely possible Mizbeach Imolu Yeridu, and therefore there's no heter to be makir them as Eitzim. Actually, Over Nirva is basically even worse than Eitzim, in the sense that there was a Maisaveh that was done to possible them according to the Torah law. So therefore, even though he has a kavana explicitly to be malah them l'shem eitzim, it's still also because eitzim of this sort, the Torah would prohibit balal gabi mizbeach. So the Gemara now asks Akasha, Emor, when do we find the Amar Rabbi Akiva that Imolu lo yeridu, that's de'i avad, meaning b'di'evad, if he already did the mice and he was malah the korban gabi mizbeach, aval l'chatchila mi omar, who says that Rabbi Akiva would be matil chatchil to be mala this kind of a quasi mum onto the mizbeach? And therefore, let's assume, rather, according to Gemara's kasha, that even according to Rabbi Akiva, it's awesome in a Torah lechatchil to be mala l'shem reach nichoach, even in this case, and therefore, it doesn't make sense to say that because there was a tarovis, it's mutu to be mal them l'chatchil l'shem eitzim. In the case of a tarovis of roveh v'nirveh, we cannot be mal them on the mizbeach l'shem eitzim. why not say the same thing should apply to a Baal Mum as far as at least Lechatchil is concerned? How do you allow being Malavim, according to Rabbi Lezer, onto the Mizbeach Lechatchila? Omer HaPopach Bayaskinon Kigon She'olu Al Gabi HaKevesh. We're talking about a case where they were already brought, these Eivorim, on top of the ramp on the Kevesh. And since, according to Rabbi Akiva, in the case of Beduke of Bali Mumin, which are Bedukim Sheva'ayin, if they went on to the Mizbeach Lo Yardu, and in the case of Halosam, if you put them on top of the Kevesh, that's considered Halosam Gabi Mizbeach, as we saw the Mishnah. Well, we haven't seen it yet, but the Mishnah later on, it formulates this halacha on Daf Pei Vav. So Kishem, the same way that a Mizbeach is Makadesh, then so too the Kevesh is Makadesh. In other words, if the din of not to be Malavim applies to the Kevesh as it does to the Mizbeach, then the din of Lo Yeridu or Yeridu should apply to the Kevesh as well. And that's called the Kevesh is Makadesh. Therefore, even L'chatchila, you'd be allowed to be Malavim onto the Kevesh of the Mizbeach. So let's just quickly review what the Gemara is postulating now. When Rav Papa says Hochamayas Kinon Kol Sha'olu Al Gavi HaKevesh, in other words, the limbs have already gone up to the ramp of the Mizbeach, and they may be taken from there to the Mizbeach itself, according to Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara later on Daf Pei Vav, is going to derive the conclusion, as we said before, that the Kevesh has the same koach, the same capacity to be Makadish disqualified offerings, meaning Kodshim Sulim, as if it were the Mizbeach itself. Therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, since the Eivarim of the animal that has this problem of Bedukim Sheva'ayin, this kind of Mum, are not removed from the Mizbeach, they're also not removed from the Kevesh. And not only that, we're allowed to take them from the Kevesh and burn them onto the Mizbeach. So Gemara right away asks, Ihochi Afilu Be'nayhu, meaning that even without a Tarovus, they were on the ramp by themselves, we should be permitted to burn them onto the Mizbeach. Why does Rabbi Elazar state only in the case of a Tarovus with Eivarim Ksherim, then you're allowed to be malah them on the Mizbeach? If they're already on the Kevesh, bring them up onto the Mizbeach, even alone, without any Tarovus. So now the Gemara has to supplant the original understanding of Rabbi Elazar and the Braisa with a second understanding of the time of the Rabbi Elazar. It's because mi'ed rachmana mum bum. We're talking about the pasuk in Vayikra Chav Beis in the parasha of Mumim, where the Torah says ki mashchasa bahem mum bum lo yeratzu lachem, and that means only bifnei atzmam. If these Bali Mumim were mixed up with Tmimim, Yeratzu Lekarbon. Now the Chachamim never accepted. Rabbanon, who say that even in the case of Tarovus of Bali Mumim with Tmimim, when it's not Royal Akrova, they hold that the Torah comes to exclude something else. Mum Bum Hudalo Yeratzu Lekarbon. Ha'avar Mumam Yeratzu. This is to teach us that if, although as long as the mum is, the blemish is in the animal, then there's no ritzi karbon. But once the mum passes away and there's a ripui, there's a process of healing, then yeratzu. So Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer, how does he know that once there's a ripui, it's hukshal akrava? And the Gemara answers that when the Torah says kimashchasam bum, it says kimashchasam bahem. It could have said bahem. The pasuk says ki mishchasam bahem mum bam. It could have said bam. There's an extra hey, and that extra hey is teaching us that a bal mum sha'over mumo after ripui is mutav akrova. So now the Gemara asks the kasha, v'rabbanon, what do they do with this extra hey of bahem? And the rabbanon say bam bahem lo darshu. The hey is not considered a letter, an extra letter that justifies a drush. It's not considered superfluous. The Torah very often will use bahem instead of bam and add the hay. Ihachi, the Gemara says, if Rabbi Eliezer darshins from this pasuk that Bali Mumshin is Arabu b'tmimim, tmimim meaning that it's Roy like Rava, and we can bring this Tarovus on the Mizbeach, so why did Rabbi Eliezer say back on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, Roa Ni es Evre Balas Mum Lemaila Kilu Em Eitzim? Why does he need to have this Kavod L'Shem Eitzim HaRachman Akshere, the Torah itself was Matir and Akrova, even for the sake of Reach Nichoch, this Tarovus? And Gemara answers with Devrayim Ka'am Elohu. He's only talking according to the sheet of the Chachamim. Lidi, the according to my sheet, says Rabbi Eliezer, Rachmana Akshere. I don't have to come on to this business about L'Shem Eitzim because the Torah was Matir, Bali Mumim, in the case of Tarovus with Tmimim, to be brought on the Mizbeach L'Shem Reach Nichoch. But Lididchu, according to your sheet, that you hold that the Torah prohibits being Makir Bali Mumim in a Tarovus with Tmimim, with Ksherim, L'shem Reach Nichoch, but Oduli Mias, at least you should be moded to me that Besar Balas Mum Ke'etzim Domi. Let's look at the Basar of Balas Mum as if it were Basar, as if it was Eitzim. And let's be Makaril L'shem Eitzim, Idahavia Besar Chatos. You are moded to me in the case of Besar Chatos that if it gets mixed up with Besar Ola, we could be Makar of all of them, everything, and we'll say that the Besar Chatos is L'shem Eitzim. Why is the Bal Mum any different? For Rabbanon, who disagree and they hold that there's no akrova of every mumim, if there was tarovus with tmimim, and you can't even exercise and invoke the possibility of l'shem eitzim, what do they hold? Hach, in the case of bali mumim me'isi, but in the case hasam of bal basar chatos is lo me'isi. In other words, bali mumim on the mizbeach is already repulsive to the mizbeach, and that's a psul and akrova. And therefore we cannot bring it on the Mizbeach at all, even L'Shem Eitzim. But in the case of Basar Chatos, which was mixed up with Basar Ola, Lo Me'isi, the Basar is not repulsive. It's Shayach HaKrov, if not for the fact that the Yisur of Kol Shemenel Yishim HaShar B'Bar Taktiru. As we said before, it does have Kedushas Korban. It's L'Fichach, therefore Mutal Aloso L'Shem Eitzim. And we're up to the Mishnah now in Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. The Mishnah is talking about a tarovus, a mixture of Evarim of Bali Mumim with Evarim of Tmimim. Evarim in the case of limbs of an Ola Tmima that are in the majority. And what got mixed up with them? The Evarim Bali Mumim of an Ola, of a Balas Mum, and there's only one. Is Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says that before the Kohen was aware of the fact that there's a tarovus, if he went ahead and karev rosh al echad mihem, he took one of the heads of one of the animals that was in this mixture, is then in such a case, if he already was makriv that, is then we're allowed to assume that this rosh that he was makriv belongs to the balas mum, and therefore what was left in the tarovus is only rosh and ksherim, and we can be makriv everything. L'chein yikrivu kol harashim v'tarovus. The same din will apply if the Kohen was makriv karayim shel echad mihem, and we assume that the karayim that he was makriv was that of a bal mum, and we're going to apply the principle of tliya. So we're talking about the legs of the karban of the balas mum. Is Yikrivu Kol HaKarayim? If they took one of the legs and they were makrivit, we assume that that's the leg of the Balas Mum, and now you can be makriv the balance of this tarovus. Chachom Omer Mafilu Karvu Kula. Even if they were makriv everything, all the Roshim and all the Karayim in this tarovus, Chutz Me'echem Mehem, and they left over one piece, one member, one limb. And we should really statistically assume that the Isa being the Balas Mum was already burnt on the Mizbeach. Nevertheless, we still can't be makriv the very last piece, but rather Yetzel Beis HaSreifa, because we cannot be makil and use Tliya and assume that the ones that were burnt on the Mizbeach were the Psulim, were the Balas Mum. And once it's a Safek, then the piece that's left is included in the Safek, and therefore Yetze Lebeis HaSreifa. Now Tosus here, Dibur HaMaskil Ha, says that from the fact that the Chachomim say that this Nosar, this last piece, is Yotze Lebeis HaSreifa, they didn't say that Im Olu Yeridu. It seems that the Chachomim would be holding that with regard to that last limb is Im Olu Lo Yeridu. And we would go ahead and be makriv if it was already on the Mizbeach. And Tosfos proves from this that even Rabbanan Moda, that Balimum, in the case of a Tarovus of Balimum with Tmimim, as far as the Torah law is concerned, the Mutabakrov, the Rabbanan with Machmir, that Lechatchilu not to bring him on the Mizbeach. But Im Helam, B'dieved, is Lo Yeridu, Mutar Bakrov. Fascinating Tosfos. The Gemara now says, "Om Rabbi Loza." This is Rabbi Loza, the Amora Lo Hichshir Rabbi Eliezer the Tana. In the case of Shar Roshim or Kroim, in this Tarovas Ella Shnayim Shnayim. What Shnayim Shnayim means? Zug Zug. Now, what we're talking about Shnayim Shnayim, you know, we're talking about two heads being offered simultaneously at the same time. Which basically means that in that situation, one of the two heads is certainly valid because there was only one balas mum that was mixed in the taroves, and we're allowed to say and assume that one head is certainly not forbidden. The other of the two is also not forbidden. So we have, in this case of two heads, we know that one is certainly valid, and now we have a sort of like a migu, and we're going to say that once one is valid, we can also assume the other one is valid. Aval, but if instead of being makriv one head, instead of being makriv two heads, he was makriv only one, echad echad, then lo hitir, then Rabbi Eliezer would agree that you're not allowed to be makriv it. So the Gemara asks about this chiddush of Rabbi Lozar, Masav Rabbi Yirmiya. The Mishnah says, "V'chachom omer mafilu karvu kulam chutz miyach mehem yetzel beis hasreifa." It would seem to imply that Rabbi Eliezer would be matted to be makriv the nosar, even though he only has one left. You're telling me, Rabbi Eliezer, that you need a zug zug, you need shnayim shnayim, and unless there's shnayim shnayim, you're not going to be matter akrova. So, what do we do with the Mishnah itself? I'll explain to you what the Mishnah really means. My echad, when the Chachamim say it's echad, it means zug echad, it means two Roshim. And they're stating in this Mishnah that even if you only have one zug left, meaning two Roshim, we're still not going to be matil akrova. On that, Rabbi Loz is going to disagree. It's going to be matil akrova because when he's makriv only one rush, then he's going to be matir the entire akrova zug zug. If there's only one rush left, then even Rabbi Eliezer asks the akrova. Almost like there's a kind of kalvachomer here. Let's say in the first case scenario where he went and he was makriv only one rush, and again to assume that that rush was from the balas mum that we don't know. And yet Rabbi Loza says you can go ahead and you can matir everything by doing akrova zug zug. If now you go ahead and you makriv two roshim at a time, then how much more so in the case here mentioned by the Chachamim, where what he went and he was makriv everything but one last rush, then how much more so would Rabbi Loza say that if you want to go ahead and you want to be makriv that one last rush, you're not allowed to do so. It's only in the case where a zug was left over. If only a rush was left over, then Rabbi Eliezer would be makriv, would aser to bring it on the mizbeach. Meaning that in all cases, the heter akrova, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is only zug zug. Now, if he was makriv one rush, you might have said, well, let's apply the principle of tli and assume that rush came for the balas mum. No. Still, nevertheless, Rabbi Eliezer is going to insist that if you want to go ahead and makriv the rest of the akrov, you have to do it two at a time. And therefore, in the case where they went ahead and they were makriv everything but one rush, then even Rabbi Lezer would agree that you can't be makriv that one rosh, because Rabbi Lezer was only makriv, was only matir hakrova of a zug two at a time. Now the Mishnah begins to address a whole list of cases that involve taroves of the dam of a carbon that was already subject to shechita. Dam shenis arev b'mayim. So we have a dam of kodshim, dam of a karba that became mixed with mayim. So let's say that he had a kabbalas dam in a klishares, and now water falls into the dam of the klishares. He hasn't yet done the zrika. Now the question is, this tarovis, can it be placed on the mizbeach and be considered a kiyum of zrika, even though it has tarovis of mayim in it? And the Mishnah paskins in the yesh bo maris dam kosher. It all depends on what it looks like. If it still looks like dam, there's not that much mayim, it has the tzur of dam, then it's mutter. So even though you're talking about a mixture, we don't know exactly how much water fell in, but let's assume that only 49% of this mixture is mayim. So the mixture, the tarovah, still has a what we call a maris of dam. It has the appearance of dam. It can be used for zrika. And not only that, even, says Rashi, if there was 50% mayim, so there's more water in this mixture than dam, but it still retains its appearance of dam, and therefore it's kosher lizrika. In other words, there's no bittul, the water is not being mevatel the dam, as long as there's enough dam left in this mixture that we can recognize the appearance of dam. And since there's no bittul in the dam, the avoda is kshera. When he takes his tarovus and he applies it to the mizbeach. However, nisarev biyayin, now wine has more of a profound impact on the maris of dam. Is romo so keilu humayin. In other words, the color of the wine is so domineering, is so dominating, it overshadows, so to speak, the color of the dam. Now, if you want to determine whether or not there's bittul adam in this taroves, then what you're going to do is you're going to evaluate in any particular situation what would have been had this wine been mayim. In other words, if the amount of dam would have sufficed to prevent bittul from mayim, then that amount, that same amount of dam, or the same ratio of dam, would be mafkia, would remove the power of the yayin to be mavatil the mayim. But if the amount of dam is so minuscule that even had there been mayim in this mixture, it would still have been mevatel the maris of dam, then in the case of the mixture of wine, it would certainly be posel izrika. Now the Mishnah discusses the question of a taroves of dam kosher with dam that's posel, nisari b'dam behemo b'dam achaya. If this dam, which is royal mizbeach, became it was mixed together with the dam of a chulin of a behema, or the dam of a chaya, and in the case of a dam chaya, we should know that even if it comes from a chaya ksheira like a deer, it cannot be subject to kiddush for the mizbeach. We don't bring the dam of a chaya onto the mizbeach. So now we have a problem. We have a mixture of dam sheroy lemizbeach with dam that's not royal lemizbeach. Is roam also ki'ilu humayim. We imagine that the the dam that's not royal mizbeach, the dam of a behemah or a chaya, which is not sanctified as a carbon. Imagine that dam, if we'd evaluate it as if it were water, and if we could determine that the dam that's royal mizbeach would give a maris dam to the water itself, then in such a case the tarovis can be used for zrika. And again, even though there's a greater quality of dam of chul in here, but nevertheless it's that quantity of dam, that volume of dam, that if it was mayim, the dam would be mavatal to mayim, not the other way around. And in that case, Romo so ki'ilu e mayim, and the carbon is kosher. And now we turn to Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Dam Vatal Dam. Which means that there's no concept of bittul in min bimino. And dam is min bimino. Therefore, even if a single drop of dam kashal mizbeach would fall into a massive volume of dam chulin, it nevertheless would still be valid for zrika, because the dam, even though it's a tipas dam, would still retain its identity as dam. In this case, dam haroi lemizbeach, because min bimino afil be'elef lo batal. So Rabbi Yehuda only recognizes bittul in a case of min b'sheino mino. So dam b'dam is min bimino, and there's no bittul. Again, in the case of mayim b'dam, that's something entirely different. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that there's bittul. And now the Mishnah in the Sefer goes on to address a different case of a tarovus of dam. This arev b'dam psulin. Now we have a mixture of dam that's royal akrova with dam that's posel akrova. Like, let's say, for example, you had dam from an animal that became pigul or became a nirva, and that was mixed up with dam kosher, is yishafek la'ama. And we've already discussed in the past the ama. This is the canal that runs through the floor of the chatzer, of the azara. And any liquid wastes were thrown into this, or rolled into this canal, this ama, and from there it would go out to the Nachal Kidron, which was on the southeast side of the Harabayas. And that's called Yishofech La'ama. Now again, what happens if there's more, the rov of the dam in this mixture is dam kosher? Nevertheless, this tarovas has to be completely discarded, as we said before, Yishofech La'ama. And this is true even according to those who hold that this bittul. And this is all based, as the Gemara will explain, on Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. Now again, how much kolshkein is it true that if in this tarovas the dam of the psulim was in the rov, then for sure there would be no possibility of bittul. And keep in mind that in such a case of dam bidam, the color, the maris hadam, would still be retained. Now we said before that we judge this mixture, or the dam kosher, the mixture, as if the opposite were mayim, and the mayim was trying to be mavatal the dam. So let's take the case where the dam kosher was in the miut, but nevertheless had it been mixed with mayim in the same ratio, the same quantity, it would still retain its maris adam. Nevertheless, it's going to be possible in this case because of the gzeira d'rabbanan. And Rashi seems to say later on that we should leave this tarobes until after shkia sachama, after sunset, because then the dam becomes possible with shkia sachama. Let's wait for that until we discard the dam in the amma. The Mishnah goes on to say, "Bedama tamtzis, dama tamtzis cannot be used for zrika. Only dama nefesh can be used." And now he has a mixture of dama nefesh, which is kashal mizbeach, with dam tamtzis, which is posel mizbeach, and the Mishnah says, according to the Tanakhama, yishofech li amo, everything is posel, again because of that Xerid Rabbanan that the Gemara is going to talk about a little bit later on. And Rabbi Eliezer holds, no, machshir it's kosher. And once again, we're going to have to wait till the Gemara here on Daf Ayin Tes to explain this machlokas between the Chachomim and Rabbi Eliezer. The Mishnah concludes and says, "Imlo nimlach v'nosan." If he went ahead without asking a question and the Kohen was zorik the dam of the mizbeach kosher, then b'dieved it's kosher. So here's the Kohen who's doing the avodah. He didn't inquire. He didn't ask any question. What did we do with this tarobs? He went ahead on his own with his initiative, and he was zorik the dam. Then the zrika is valid, even according to Tanakama. And once the zrika is valid, because again, the Ikar Adin, since the dam is really kosher, as we said before, it's only because of Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, and that's either because min b'mino lo batal according to Rabbi Yehuda, or alternatively, even without that, because let's say the maris is still a maris of dam, or there's a rove of dam kosher. So the whole deal here is only Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. D'Rabbanan and Akenu pasal the korban b'dieved post facto. It's only l'chatchila. That's when they're going to say you don't do the zrik. But this kohen took the initiative without asking any questions. Now, just to mention, the dam ha-nefesh, which we said is kosher l'zrika, that comes from the animal's neck after the shechita, and the dam tamsis is not the immediate dam that comes out, but after what the dam continues to come out of the tzavara ha-behema, after the spurting, the original spurting, which is called the dam ha-nefesh, and then it's called Dama Tzamtzis, and it's not Roy Lavoda. But what happens if there's a mixture of the two Dams? And then again, Lebaisa, for the Kohen to be Mavchin, to really distinguish between these two Dams and guarantee that there's no admixture of even a drop of Dam Tzamtzis, that's asking a lot of the Kohen. That's like a supernatural feat. But again, all this is Gzeirah D'Rabbanan based on a reasoning which the Gemara is going to explain later on. But once again, lo nimlach v'nosan is kosher. So Rabbi said, we're going to stop now on Daf Ayin Chesam and Aleph. We've learned the Mishnah, we're up to the Gemara, we're on line 4, and in Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick this up tomorrow.